have an important decision here. I'd like to take number 85 next, please.
Appoint Tracy Poole Reeve as city attorney effective January 27, 2014.
We requested 15 minutes, but we won't need that much because I think everyone on this council knows Ms. Reeve and knows her good work. All I really have to say is that we conducted a national search for this really important bureau director position. That's the way it should be. And in this case, the local candidate was clearly the best choice and a very strong one. She brings great credentials from both private practice law as well as now extensive experience on our staff. And I think she has great support not only on this council and in the community, but also among her colleagues in the city attorney's office. So I'm very pleased to have this decision before the council today to approve Tracy's selection as our city attorney. And also want to say while he's here and while some of the other folks from the city attorney staff are here as well, that I really appreciate Harry Auerbach for his brief but very effective service as our acting city attorney during the time that we were conducting this search after Jim's retirement. So with that, Tracy, if there's anything you'd like to add this morning.
Well, I just want to say I really look forward to serving in this position. I love the city of Portland, and the city attorney's office is a wonderful place to work. I'm very lucky to have outstanding colleagues to be working with, and I look forward to continuing to serve the interests of the city.
Questions? How long have you worked for the city?
I think a total of about 18 years.
Other questions for our designate?
Well, I guess I have one question. I didn't interview you because I didn't need to. I was fully in support of you. But I did review your resume, and there was something at the University of Washington you were a member of, and that was the Order of the Coif. What's the Order of the Coif?
It is a legal honor society for people who it has to do with your performance in law school.
It's like Phi Beta Kappa.
Okay. Big deal. I didn't want to forget that. Yes, that one.
It's not haircut.
Not an obscure series. No funny hats are involved. Right. Okay. Tracy, thank you so much. Anyone else that's signed up on this?
Yes, we have one person, Charles Johnson.
And he left. Appears to have left, so then let's take a roll call.
Fritz?
Well, thank you for agreeing to take this position. It's certainly one that's on call 24/7, 365, and I've appreciated your predecessor's work in that regard because occasionally things do come up where we need immediate responses. I have particularly enjoyed working with you on your work on social equity and in the creation of the Office of Equity and Human Rights. And I particularly appreciate your experience and expertise in disabilities work for Title VI and some of the other in-depth data-based studies. I think your grasp of constitutional law and understanding of the complexities of the commission form of government and what we do as a city in serving the citizens of Portland is phenomenal, and I'm very glad to see you in this position. Aye.
Fish.
The mayor said we did a national search, and Tracy Poole Reeve came to the top. You rose to the top, and you were the most outstanding candidate. And that says a lot about the quality, mayor, of the people who work in our legal department. And I can say, as a recovering lawyer, it's been very hard to shift from being a lawyer to a client. But working with the professionals in our legal department, it's a lot easier because we have such talent and such committed public servants. I work with Tracy extensively, Mayor, on the lawsuit that was brought against the city challenging all of our green infrastructure programs. And she's currently working on summary judgment, and there'll be oral argument. We could not have it in better hands and the way that case has been managed. And finally, I did have a chance to meet with you, and we had a long conversation. And I, you know, everything in your background impressed me, but I could not factor into my decision the fact that you have season tickets to Portland Pilot soccer games. That could not in any way influence my decision. But we're fortunate to have really good lawyers. And Harry, thank you for serving on an interim basis. Thanks to Jim Van Dyke and his predecessors. Tracy is following in a great tradition, and we're glad she chose to make Portland and this city her home. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank you, Tracy, for the great job you will do as our city attorney. I also want to acknowledge all the great work that everybody else does in the office of the city attorney. Thank Harry for his leadership. But everybody, I'm so impressed by the good caliber work that our legal department does on our behalf. So I'm sure Tracy will continue to be the the great standard bearer for that office. Aye.
Novick.
I also want to thank Harry for his interim service and wanted to note that one issue I'd been meaning to raise with the city attorney's office is that it's been my vague impression, which has been reinforced by conversations with labor lawyers outside the city, that the city seems to get its brains beaten in labor arbitrations on a fairly regular basis. And I raised that issue with Ms. Reeve and asked her if she could take a look into, I mean, is it true or is it just an appearance that we lose labor arbitrations more often than other jurisdictions? And if it is true, what can we do about it at the bureau level, at the HR level, or at the political level? And I've been very impressed in the past few weeks Ms. Reeve has been doing the research, digging into those statistics, and obviously takes that very seriously. So I very much appreciate that, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
It's an interesting job. It involves leading a public interest law firm of really capable professionals who could make a lot more money working somewhere else, but are here because they believe in the public interest and in what the city of Portland does and provides. And it's a team of very effective people, a few probably pretty opinionated ones. I think Tracy has both the legal skills and the personal skills to manage this team well and to serve this community well. Some people have described this, I think she as well, as the best public interest law job in the state, maybe in the country. So congratulations. We look forward to working with you. Aye. All right.